Linda McCartney died Friday at the age of 56 of cancer. She was a photographer, backup singer, animal rights activist, and, of course, the wife of Paul McCartney. Fresh Air producer Amy Sallet spoke to Linda McCartney in 1992 after the publication of a book of her photographs called Linda McCartney 60s, Portrait of an Era. Amy asked her about one of her first gigs as a rock photographer, a Rolling Stones promotional event on a boat in 1966.
Well, I was too nervous to think what I wanted to capture. I was just hoping the pictures would turn out. No, I actually just wanted to capture the different personalities. And I must say, everyone seemed to enjoy being photographed by me. And they each had their own personality. Like Charlie Watts, I found very quiet and dignified sitting at the back of the boat. You don't call it the back of the boat, but anyway. And Mick was more of a ham. And Brian Jones had his own personality. But really, I was just trying to get good pictures.
Why do you say you think they enjoyed being photographed by you?
Probably, I think a lot of musicians were used to being photographed by press photographers who had flash and, okay, stand here and go there and, you know, that kind of thing, and impersonal. Whereas I didn't have flash, and I was, I suppose, being a girl helped too.
You weren't really a trained photographer and you'd never done that kind of thing before, right?
Right, I'm still not a trained photographer.
Well, after that event, were you really bit by the bug? Like, did you feel like, ah, oh, this is what I'm going to do now?
Well, before that event, I loved photography. I mean, Walker Evans and Dorothea Lange and Cartier-Bresson photographed so beautifully life that I thought, well, I'm going to be a photographer anyway, but I never thought I'd make a career of it, that it would pay my rent. So after that event, a few of the journalists I'd sold the pictures to liked my photographs so much that they started ringing me up and saying, well, look, we are writing about so-and-so, and would you come and take the pictures? So, of course, it was great for me. However, I had a 9-to-5 job at the same time, so I had to quit my job and become a photographer.
Did you figure out a way of working with the person that got the best picture?
Well, I think it was a lot to do with chemistry. I mean, if I was taking, let's say, photographs of Tim Buckley, who was, a lot of people haven't heard of him, but he was a beautiful songwriter and guitar player. I think just walking around Central Park and almost we were pretending we were in the country and just talking and asking him about himself and that kind of thing brings out a relaxed personality in people. I think friendships help bring out the real person rather than this is my job, I need a picture, go stand over there. I think it was quite warm to walk around and just talk about things.
So do you snap a lot? Were you constantly, would you take a lot?
No, actually, I'm not one of those people who takes a whole roll and then hopes for one good picture. I try to take less than, you know, less is more. I try to take one or two or three pictures of each situation.
Because Paul writes in an introduction to your book that you know just the moment to click.
Uh-huh. No, I do, actually. It's all to do with feel and looking. And, you know, most of us don't look at things. We're so busy being distracted. I actually like looking, and therefore I can feel when to click.
Can you describe one of the photos where you feel you really caught the character of the person?
I think most of them I caught the character. Certainly Jimi Hendrix I did, and Janis Joplin. I like them all, quite honestly. I like the one of the Beatles around the Sgt. Pepper time because I think it shows John and Paul on a really happy note and an exciting note together and a humorous, almost their tongue-in-cheek humor.
Back when you first became Mrs. McCartney, do you think the fact that you were a photographer affected how you dealt with all these photographers who were after you? Were you nicer to them, or did it help you figure out how to get rid of them or how to control the situation?
Well, not really, because I'm the type of photographer who wouldn't take a picture of anybody who didn't want me to. In fact, I went up to Bob Dylan once after a show at a dinner we were at, and I said, do you mind if I take a picture of you? And he said, I'd rather you didn't. So I didn't, and I always felt very shy about ever taking a picture of him. So I think I'm a different type of photographer than the paparazzi or those kind of photographers, and I think you just tolerate them, really.
Linda McCartney in a 1992 interview with Amy Sallet.